The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
You're listening to the PVD Cast with John Orlando.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I am your humble host and your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 434. I hope all is well with you out there, and thank you very much for checking out this new edition of the PVD Cast. I had a very wonderful vacation. I took the last couple weeks off. I did feel a little bit under the weather last weekend, but other than that, I had a great time visiting my folks, visiting some friends in Rhode Island. It was a wonderful time, recharged the batteries, and now I'm back and I'm ready to give you what you need, which is new episodes of this beloved podcast. But before we get into talking about my guests, I'd like to mention real quick that earlier this week, I had the opportunity to be a guest once again on the Pop Culture Cosmos. Gerald Glassford and I sit down and talk about some of the events that were at the time going to be happening, such as AEW's Forbidden Door pay-per-view. But besides just that pay-per-view, we also talk about how Money in the Bank is shaping up, WrestleMania and all these PLEs for the WWE going to Indianapolis. We talk about wrestling movies and a whole lot more, so definitely check it out. It's always a great time when I sit down with Gerald and talk about the state of pro wrestling. Easiest place to find a link to that would just go to YouTube and put in Pop Culture Cosmos, State of Wrestling, and it should pop right up there, as it is the latest installment of that program. So, all right, with that out of the way, let's talk about my guest. My guest originally appeared as part of a CXC wrap-up in October of 2022, episode number 353, and I'm glad to have a return. I'm talking about Sydney Kitt. Sydney is the driving force behind the Columbus Cartoon Coalition, or also known as C3. Now, we'll talk about what C3 is, what its origins were, what are some of the goals, what are some of the projects that this organization is working on. It's a great organization, especially for those independent comic book creators who might need some assistance. You know, they got over 200 members, I believe, from all over the state of Ohio. And it's a great place to turn if you're a budding writer or artist and you're frustrated or whatnot. They got a great crew of individuals that's willing and ready to help those struggling artists. So we talk a little bit about that. We also talk about Sydney's projects as well. She has two that are near and dear to her heart. We'll dive into that. And we'll even dive in with her thoughts on the recent changes to the hockey team here in Columbus. Of course, I'm talking about the Blue Jackets, as she is a huge fan of that team. And I just wanted to get her thoughts on free agency and the draft and all that jazz. So there's lots to get to, so I'm not going to mess around. I'm going to, first of all, thank my great sponsor. Of course, I'm talking about World's Greatest Comics. As you hear me tell you every single episode, you need to check out World's Greatest Comics. It is a five-star comic book store. They've got you covered for your fandom, whether it's talking about single issues, collections, graphic novels, hundreds upon hundreds of back issues, posters, collectibles. I tell you right now, the store is packed with what you need for your fandom. So check them out online. WGComics.com is their web address. They're also very active on the Facebook page, which is at WGComics. And of course, if you're in the area, stop by the store. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. And I want to thank everybody with World's Greatest Comics for again being a great sponsor. I truly, truly do appreciate it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, you're going to hear my conversation with Sydney Kitt. Ladies and gentlemen, this afternoon, I have the honor and the privilege of speaking with Sydney Kitt. Sydney, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, I can't really complain because it's a beautiful, nice summer day here in Columbus, and a few weeks ago, we couldn't say it was nice because it was, well, damn hot. Let's just be honest with one another.
Very.
So whenever it's 78 degrees and nice outside, that's a good day here in town.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, you are one of the members of the Columbus Cartoon Coalition, also known as C3. So let's start off with the big question that I'm sure all the listeners want to know. Just what the heck is C3?
So C3, the Columbus Cartoon Coalition, is a group of over 200 artists in the Central Ohio area. We're primarily comic artists, whether that be comic writers, background designers, illustrators, anything in terms of the comic making process. We are all there, and we are a community that support each other, help with tips and tricks, answer questions, host live streams, create anthologies together, and it's just overall, I would describe it as just a comic community, a comic creator community.
When did the organization first start?
I helped start it October of 21.
Okay, so it's only been in existence for 3 or 4 years so far.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that it's gone through many changes and whatnot, because I know whenever you if you start a podcast or whatever your endeavor is, when you start, oftentimes there's a metamorphosis sometimes with that organization or that project or that film or that comic book or whatnot. So how has things changed from day one to current?
That's a great question, especially given that it was it started October of 21, which was still in the pandemic, I'll just say, since no one has a finite end. I'm just going to say it was still in the pandemic. There were still concerns. So we didn't really do a whole lot of in-person meeting. I think we hosted one in-person meeting in the library where we knew we had enough space. In the meeting room, everyone was masked. We had a great time, but there was still that concern. So we primarily focused on online work sessions, online communication, online collaboration. And then now that people have become more comfortable, we've switched to more of an in-person. So the first Sunday of every month, we get together and create together from 4 to 6, usually in the Franklinton area. So if you've ever seen a large group of people with a bunch of pad and paper and Land Grant or Brew Dog, that was us. I think it's evolved in a way that it is a self-sufficient community. And what I mean by that is, you know, when I started this club, I started it in a very selfish way. I knew I was going to be graduating from college, which meant that I wasn't going to have that built-in critique group anymore. You know, I didn't have a class where it was a participation grade and everyone had to critique. So I was really upset by that thought and decided to start collecting people from Ohio State, from CCAD, to create this group of artists so that I could continue receiving critiques on my comics. And now there are people who just jump on and say, hey, I'm working on this. Who wants to be my, you know, word buddy? Which is really, really nice. That was really my goal in the beginning, was to have it be a self-sufficient community of everyone sharing. And it's just a great a great time and we have a lot of great things coming. I know I've been talking for a long time, but another big thing that just happened was that we started a comic book reading club. So we've started to branch out from just the creatives to also including those who are interested in graphic novels and reading them. So we do have a book club on the Fable app. It's just Columbus Cartoon Coalition Comic Book Club. Very creative title. We read a new graphic novel every month and we talk about it, and we have a private session where we talk about it, no cameras, but we also host live streams where we publicly discuss the book as well. So that's the latest and greatest that's happened. So a lot of evolving from October of 21.
You know what? Let's talk about that comic book club. In fact, I believe, if I'm correct, you have coming up here in a matter of days, you have a Discord discussion about This One Summer. Is that
correct?
That's the next graphic novel in the queue, so to speak.
Yep. So This One Summer was the book that we just read. And we are having, like I said, that private discussion, the no camera discussion. What is today? Today's Monday, so Wednesday, 2 days. And I'm really interested to see what people say. I did not recommend this book. Another exec board member, J.M. Hunter, recommended the book. And I thought it was really, really interesting. And I'm super excited to see how the discussion goes. And the live stream discussion will be on the 17th, I believe. It's in 2 weeks. From Wednesday, so
yep, that would be the 17th.
Perfect, thank you. That'll be on YouTube and Instagram. And the book that we are reading for July is called Boxers by Jean Mullen Yang. It's a dual storyline called Boxers and Saints. We're reading Boxers in July, Saints in August. So I'm interested to see how that discussion goes.
Would you say that the comic book club is kind of a way to expand some folks' horizons? You know, getting people reading more, especially maybe for some of those graphic novels or those comics that are a little bit flying under the radar. Would you say that that's a goal of this this reading club?
Oh, for sure. I know personally the first two books that we read, which was On a Sunbeam by Tilly Walden, and then This One Summer by Mariko and Jillian Tamaki. I'd never heard of them, to be perfectly honest with you. I'd never heard of them. So that definitely broadened my horizons. And I know some people who have been discussing it in the Fable app have mentioned that they've also not heard of these books. So that's kind of the goal, because even though these books are well known in the graphic novel community, it might not be well known to the Central Ohio region, which is primarily our main target. But it's also a way to get people who have been following the club but don't necessarily see themselves as a creator but really like comics and want to still be in the comic world. So yeah, I'm really excited. And I know that for September, before the Cartoon Crossroads Columbus CXC happens, we will be reading some non-major books that of some special guests, like Art Spiegelman and Brian Lee O'Malley. So if you're interested in either of those two, we may or may not be reading some of their non-mainstream books come September. So
I'm going to go back to something that you were speaking about when you were talking about the first few days, the first few months, weeks, whatnot of the organization of C3. And you said you reached out to Ohio State students and CCAD students. I assume that the response was overwhelmingly positive when you reached out to those folks, because I assume, and you can tell me, Sydney, if I'm incorrect, I would assume that some of them had that same concern that you had, that you go from kind of a safety net of being in college to, hey, you're out on your own.
I can't speak for anyone in particular, because I know I pretty much bullied my comic class to join. I was like, please, I need people. Please, please, please join. And I've watched a lot of them go on to greater and bigger and better things outside of Ohio. So they're unfortunately no longer local and therefore don't participate as much. But I know when it came to some creators at CCAD, whom I never had a connection with, they came into the club and we clicked immediately. You know, it didn't matter that we were at two totally different colleges with two totally different sets of professors and teachers. We all had the same common goal. We all had the same common interest. And it was just an immediate click. And it was fantastic because I believe after a month or so, you know, we'd get a couple of people joining, trickle in here and there. After a month or so, I remember specifically there was this one weekend in which we had like 10 to 15 people join. And so I was texting my co-founder at the time, like, was that you? And they were like, no, was that you? I'm like, no, I didn't do that. How did we just get all these people? And so that's how I knew that it meant something to other people, because neither of us were sharing the link or trying to get people involved mm-hmm. at that specific weekend. So I definitely think that it resonated with people when we first started, and that's why we have so many people in our Discord. I can confirm that it has been resonating to a lot of people since. I don't believe that they were an OSU or CCAD contact, but just someone who somehow found the club and constantly come to the monthly meetings and are constantly like, thank you so much. Like, there's so much that I can do now in this community. And, you know, came from the ground up in terms of comics and are now making their own comics, publishing their own. So it's been very fun to see how other people have responded to the club, especially coming from just a small group of CCAD and OSU students.
Well, one of the things that you mentioned is something that I think I've talked to a lot of indie creators throughout the years of doing the PVD cast. And one of the things that many times I've heard is this idea that sometimes when you are starting out in the independent comic book field, you're not sure how to do things. There's not guidance there. And you mentioned it that C3 provides some of that. I saw that you had a live stream about table etiquette and a live stream about the technical aspects, various different technical aspects to laying out a comic or drawing this or whatnot. Obviously, you feel that that's super important to indie creators.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because I know for me, I had just taken one comic class. I got a grant to publish my comic book that I'd made during that class. And that was it. know, that was it. I was like, wait, I just had this adrenaline rush, you know, I just being able to get that grant and publish my comic book. I'm like, all right, so what's next? But then again, I didn't have that structure. You know, I didn't have that go-to of like, well, who do I ask? I don't have a professor anymore. like I'm graduated. So it's been really fun because a lot of people have had questions that I'm like, oh, dang, I should have been asking that. So, mm-hmm. yeah, it's a fun place to be in the comic world. And I don't want anyone to feel like they can't come into that world, you know, when it's just so much fun. So we want to do our best to make sure that everyone can learn and have the resources available when it comes to anything and everything, which is why we started the live streams of, you know, like you said, detailing how to make a comic, how to format your comic. Should you format it for print? Should you format for online? To other opportunities such as the club traditionally gets a table at different conventions throughout Ohio. And we share that opportunity with several artists who might not have tabled before, or only have their one comic that they just printed for the first time that they're wanting to sell. So it's not just the live streams and the knowledge, but also having those opportunities of participating in tabling experiences, anthologies, and all of that.
Well, before we start talking about your projects and talking a little bit about yourself, Sydney, let's run down real quick where folks can find information on C3.
Okay. Yeah. C3 is on Facebook and Instagram at c3.ohio. We're also on YouTube, which is where you can find all of those live streams. It's the Columbus Cartoon Coalition. We also have a Ko-fi. Coffee, however you want to pronounce it, it's Ko-fi, Columbus Cartoon Coalition. And if anyone is interested in participating in the club, I wish I could direct you to a Discord link, but the Discord links are being wonky right now, so just give us an email. It's columbuscartooncoalition@gmail.com. You're also more than welcome to message the Facebook or Instagram. We'll find you. And we'll get you in. And additionally, if you are interested in reading graphic novels, you can find us on the Fable app, Columbus Cartoon Coalition, or C3's Comic Club.
Okay. All right, let's talk a little bit about you, Sydney. Let's start off, were you always a creative individual?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Were you always drawing, writing, creating, from childhood on up through adulthood?
Yeah, I would say that my most memorable creative time would be during swim team. So I did swim team my whole life from, I think, age 6 on.
Okay.
And a tradition with swim team is it's a long day. It's just like if you've been to a track or field, they're long. The meets are long. It's boring. And because you're swimming in a pool, you're wearing sunscreen and you're getting in the chlorine. So Sharpie didn't last that long. So parents had no problem with the kids keeping each other busy, drawing on each other with Sharpies, because they knew it would just come off the next day. I became well known. Like, oh my gosh, I showed her a picture of this cartoon character. Look, it's on my shoulder now. So yeah, that I think that's definitely where the kick started. And then I'd become so well known at swim team that they actually asked me to paint a mural on their wall for the kiddie pool. So I think that was the very initial spark of like, oh wait, people actually like my stuff enough to want it on a wall for a long time. But I'd always been doing some creative work for my own purposes, drawing, copying cartoon characters, painting. But just knowing that other people liked it enough, it's like, oh, okay. So I can show people this and they're going to like it. That's amazing. Let's keep going.
Did you go to OSU or did you go to CCAD? I think you mentioned it once before in a previous conversation, which I totally forgot to mention. Welcome back.
Our first one was a little bit more crowded in CXC last year. So
yes, that's last right. It was last year. It was last year. Yes. I was going to say you're part of one of the CXC recaps, which, just by the nature of doing those type of episodes, I got to keep things short. I can't let, I can't do 30 minutes for 5 people because then it's an 8-hour podcast. So, but yes. Anyways, so which of those fine institutions did you attend?
I went to the TM, Ohio State University.
All right.
Go ahead. I'm assuming the next question is a major.
Yeah. What was your major?
I majored in art and technology.
Okay. All right. So what was the technology aspect? Was that more about how to produce art for a digital platform, whether it's social media, your own website, et cetera?
I wouldn't say social media, but definitely the video elements, the animation elements. Did a little bit of work with VR. But it was mainly geared towards film and 3D animation.
I'm going to interrupt my conversation with Sydney for just one moment to talk to you about World's Greatest Comics. They are your one-stop shop for all your comic book-related needs. They've got single issues, collections, graphic novels, toys, collectibles, posters, hundreds upon hundreds of back issues. They got you covered. for your comic book fandom. Their website is wgcomics.com and their Facebook page is at WG Comics. And if you're in the area, stop by the store. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio.
Well, let's talk about a couple of your projects. Let's talk first about Love Me. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about what that project was all about?
So Love Me is the comic that I worked on during my cartoon comic class. We were challenged to make 10 comics throughout the semester. So it would be like every Wednesday or something, we'd have to have it ready, and Tuesday or Thursday and Friday would be critiques, something like that. And the comics just had to be somehow related. I was like, I knew I'm bad at writing. So I asked my friends, I said, hey, what would you tell your younger self? And the first volume, I believe, is pretty much all just friends and family. Basically, the whole setup is that you're telling yourself that it's okay to do whatever, or that, you know, it's almost a love letter to yourself, hence the Love Me. And so, yeah, the first volume was a range of topics from, hey, you know, when you saw Keira Knightley in the Pirates of the Caribbean, yeah, you didn't like her dress. You liked her. You're bi. And that's okay. To, hey, it's okay to talk about your depression and receive medication. To my pen pal at the time, who was an OSU alum, talked about what it was like to, you know, watch his kids grow up and trying to show them what OSU was like. So just a wide range of topics. And I had so much fun doing it that I wanted to keep going. And so I did. However, like I mentioned, I'm not good at writing. So I actually enlisted my mother-in-law to write for me. So she took a year break from the stress of the 9-to-5 and really wanted to get into her passion of writing. And so I said, hey, you know what I don't like? Writing. You know what you like? Writing. Let's do something. So it was fantastic. We did a second volume, and I had to take a break because I was taking classes my last semester. And I said, no, I'm just going to take a break. I'm going to take a break. Well, I didn't. So volume 3 was made. But then I for sure took a break because I had a wedding to plan. So that kind of took up all my time. But I'm going to get back to it. I have a lot of advice that I was given at an art installation that I did for the third volume. So I had the third volume available for people to look through, to read. And I also had sticky notes available for people to write their own letters to themselves.
Oh, cool. So,
and it was so cool. And I have all of those sticky notes still just ready to go. So now that I've got a little bit more time, I'm ready to explore some of those letters that people left.
Well, let's talk about another project, Elaney Day. Go ahead and explain to me, what is Elaney Day?
Elaney Day is quite literally how it sounds. It is a day in the life of my dog named Elaney.
Okay.
So, you know, that kind of ties in the whole what the heck is art and technology. Part of my classes were animation based, and I just drew from those slice of life, you know, what was going on in my life. I had just adopted her, so she was my main priority, as she still is. So I used my skills, I kept practicing, and I made a series of animations about the random things she did, from her food dance, where she likes to spin around in circles and dance like tiptoe on her front legs whenever food is around, to announcing that she had cancer and was going to have surgery, and then the following shenanigans that she got into post-surgery, such as running into anything and everything with her cone. So yeah, it was a lot of fun. And I was fortunate enough to be able to create an explainer video about Addison's disease in dogs. So she has Addison's disease, which is when her body can't produce the hormones that are needed to calm her down in situations. So she is a reactive dog. And I made a whole, I think, 5-minute video that's on my YouTube channel, just Sydney Kit. And it explains what Addison's disease is, how it affects her, how they found out that she had it, and all of that. So it was really cool to dive into it further. You know, I knew about the disease in order to be able to take care of her, but if I'm making an informational video, you know, I'm gonna need a bigger deep dive. So it was really, really fun to get to learn about it and try to frame it in a way that other people could also learn about it.
Yeah, that's cool. It's spreading the knowledge that maybe some people don't have.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we've got a couple more questions real quick, Sydney. Let's start off with one that's maybe a little bit difficult for maybe not for you, but for some folks, it always stumps them. Who are some of your inspirations?
Oh, all right. Right off the bat, Brian Lee O'Malley. Love him. In terms of artists in general, there is an artist, his name is JR. He is a French... Well, he's a photographer for sure. I would also kind of argue muralist. And what he likes to do is take pictures of people all around the world and paste them on buildings, trains, all of that. The one project that really got to me was, everything's going to blank in my mind now. There's a conflict between two countries, which two I cannot remember right now. But he took pictures of doctors on both sides, lawyers on both sides, teachers on both sides, pasted the pictures on both sides of the wall and asked people, like, can you tell which one is from your country? And of course people are like, oh yeah, of course, that one's mine, he's mine. And, you know, the commentary was like, no, you can't tell who's from which side because everyone... You know, we're people. And that really resonated with me. I actually have paper from one of his installations where he created, he continued the depth of the Louvre in France. You know, it's like that triangle.
Mm-hmm.
He created this paper and put it by the Louvre to make it look deeper. And that was in honor of the French film director, Agnès Varda, who had just passed away. And my grandparents just happened to be there at the time. And I called them up and I said, hey, I know this is weird, but can you go pick up the paper on the street? And so I have it now. So I'm very, very happy. But yeah, JR is definitely an artist who inspires me. But when it comes to comics, definitely Brian Lee O'Malley. I mean, just from the comedy to the overall look of his characters, just, I love it.
All right. Final question before you hit again those plugs of where folks can find C3 online and yourself. You are a Jackets fan, and we are in the midst of free agency. What's your thoughts for the upcoming season?
Oh my gosh. You said the other question was going to be hard. Oh my gosh. I don't know. I'm scared. Because as of right now, for those who aren't aware of the Jackets, they fired their general manager. We got a new general manager, and he's making moves right now. And I don't know how to feel. You know, I'm thankful I don't have anyone that I'm seriously attached to right now. I was attached to Oliver Bjorkstrand, who was drafted by the Kraken in their expansion draft, and Sergei Bobrovsky, who just won the Stanley Cup. I'm so proud of him. But anyways, I don't have anyone that I'm severely attached to like those two, so I'm personally, emotionally doing okay, but I am scared. Our home opener was just announced. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
Our home opener is against Florida Panthers.
Oh, okay. Well, but see, you see, here I'll give a little my opinion on this. I think it's too early to worry about that because the Panthers have lost a few folks, you know, because they lost Montour, so their defense might be a little bit shaky. You don't know.
Yeah, but you know, they just won the cup, so
that's true. That's true.
I don't think they're gonna let those early games go easy.
Well, hopefully they will have a good season and make the playoffs and put Columbus on the map for being a hockey town.
Hey, if not, I got the Columbus Crew who's putting us on the map.
So. There you go. Absolutely. All right, let's talk here. Any other new projects you want to highlight real quick, Sydney, before we start wrapping things up?
Yes, actually. So C3 is announcing their 2024 anthology. It is titled C Stands For. And we are hosting a crowdfunder in July, starting July 27th, 26th. It's a Friday. I'm bad at dates, can you tell? It's a Friday. We're starting our crowdfunder, and we will have a bunch of live streams where we interview the local artists. And that book will be available in time for CXE this year, which I just looked it up, is September 26th through 29th. Don't quote me.
I think you're right. Because I was trying to think too. I was like, I know it's the end of September. I don't know what dates it is, but we'll go with that.
Yeah.
We'll be fine. But yeah. All right. Speaking of CXC, no doubt you'll be there, but do you have any other places where you might pop up over the next few months?
We'll be at Zine Cincinnati. Say that five times fast. That's August 31st. We're also going to be at the Columbus Oktoberfest.
Okay.
What are we doing there? That's a good question. We will be there showing local art, and also some of our artists will be doing live drawings. So if you've never had a caricature done before, this is the time to do it. They're local artists and widely talented. I know a couple of them who will be there, and they're very talented, so definitely check them out there, if not CXC.
All right, let's plug one more time where folks can find you or find C3 on the interweb. Just run it down for us one more time before we close up.
Sounds good. So the Columbus Cartoon Coalition is found on Ko-Fi, ko-fi.com, Columbus Cartoon Coalition. Also on YouTube, Columbus Cartoon Coalition. Instagram and Facebook, at C3.Ohio. And like I said before, if you're interested in joining the Discord for the comic creatives, just go ahead and email columbuscartooncoalition@gmail.com. Again, I'm very clever with the different names, so it's very easy to find us. Just same three words. And myself, you can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Sydney with Y, with two Ys actually, SYDNEY, period, KIT, KIT, period, ANIM for animation, ANIM. You can find me there. I will be annoying the next couple months and only plugging C3 things, but hey, what else can I do, right?
Yeah, that's what you gotta do. You gotta get the word out there. And,
exactly.
Yeah, otherwise no one's going to know. And, you know, as we've discussed throughout our talk today, you know, it's made such progress. We hope that it keeps on growing so that all of the independent creators have somewhere to go for support, advice, help, fun, instructions, whatever. And it's awesome that there is such an organization right here in Columbus, Ohio.
Thank you. I'm very proud of it and proud of all of the artists that I've seen grow over the years and all of the artists who have yet to grow. I'm excited and just so lucky to be part of the organization.
Well, Sydney, thank you for sitting down and chatting with me this afternoon. I appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
You're quite welcome. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, I'll be back to wrap up the episode. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. My conversation with Sydney Kitt, talking about a couple of her projects, such as Love Me, as well as C3, the Columbus Cartoon Coalition. And look, if you are somebody that is out there and you heard this conversation that I had with Sydney, and you are a comic book creator and you need some help, reach out. I will assure you that someone can help answer your questions. There's over 200 members of C3. I'm pretty sure that any question that you might have could be answered by those individuals. If you're not into creating your own comics, join the comic club. Get some cool new material to read and learn about some of the great tales that are out there that maybe, as I said before, are flying a little bit under the radar. Again, check out C3 on all the social medias and touch base if you have any questions or you want to be a part of that great organization. Now it's time for me to tell you where you can get in touch with me if you have a question about this episode or any episode for that matter. First of all, you could be old school and you can shoot me an email. JohnOrlando@pvdcast.com is the email address. You can also leave me a message over on the Facebook, Instagram, and Threads. Just search for @pvdcast. And I even still have my personal X account. My handle over there is @pvdmvp. So there's a couple different avenues there where you can reach out and let me know what you think. You might want to tell some folks about the PVD cast, and you definitely want to let them know where they can hear it. Well, there's a lot of different avenues for that as well. Of course, pvdcast.com is the online home of yours truly and the best place to get every new episode. But you can also find it through all those major podcasting applications like Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Deezer, etc., etc. All you have to do is go to the search bar within your favorite podcasting app, put in PVDcast. Sometimes you have to put John Orlando after it, and you should find it. And while you are listening through one of those outlets, you got to rate and review. Rating and reviewing is super important for our podcast creators, and it just helps drive us up the charts. It helps those outlets know that people are listening. So please rate, please review. And you know what? You might as well subscribe while you're there as well. And now for a third option. If you want something even more streamlined and easier, of course, go over to the Facebook page every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you can hear the latest episode of the PVD cast. All right, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get on out of here. I thank you once more for checking out this edition of the PVD cast. And I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous, stay independent, and stay safe and healthy. Following has been a presentation of John Orlando Enterprises, LLC, copyright 2024.